We did it in the larger culture, and we're doing it in marriage.
Right. There's no question about it. But it's interesting. The millennials actually want to be very good parents, whereas the generation above them wants to have a very fine marriage, but is not as focused on being a good parent. I mean, you see all of these nuances. You know, there's two parts, basic parts of personality. There's your culture, everything you grew up to do and believe and say, and there's your temperament. And basically what I've been talking about is your temperament. And that temperament is certainly going to change with changing times and changing beliefs and, you know, and you know, that in terms of the paradox of choice, there's no question about it that this is a pickle. I mean, there were millions of years where you found that sweet boy at the other side of the waterhole and you went for it.
Yeah,
but, you know, I want to say one thing. But I do want to say one more thing. Bottom line is, in hunting and gathering societies, they tended to have two or three partners during the course of their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't square. I mean, I'm suggesting that we do, but bottom line is, you know, we've always had alternatives. Mankind is always, in fact, the brain is well built to what we call equilibrate, to try and decide, do I come, do I stay? Do I go, do I stay? You know, what are the opportunities here? How do I handle this there? And so I think we're seeing another play out of that now.
Well, thank you both so much. I think you're going to have a million dinner partners for tonight.